Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We've been talking all week about appreciating what you have. And when we started on Monday, we talked about the point that people are just rarely happy where they are. You know, if you're single, you want to be married. If you're a junior employee, you want to run the business. If you're running the business, you want a simpler life. It's sort of we're never at a point where we truly want to be, at least most of us. So what I asked you to do is to take a moment and just think about some really good things in your life, and think about some of the things that are wonderful about living the life that you live when you live it. And I touched on some things like having such basic things we take for granted, like air conditioning and transportation, the ability to go from point A to point B as easily as we are able to do it now, getting in your car and driving five towns over, or getting on an airplane and flying to the other side of the planet within 12 hours. I mean, all these things that you're able to do now that years ago weren't possible. You know, the entertainment. Right? Just looking at everything that's out there, streaming entertainment and hundreds of television channels and the internet and what that brings. So there's so much there that wasn't available years ago that is available now. And so it's good to take a step back and just acknowledge, first of all, and appreciate what is. And the challenge then becomes, well, how do you maintain the mindset? And we spend some time yesterday getting into that in terms of just writing things down to be thankful for each day and really being present in the moment and taking in your surroundings as you go. And, you know, another thing that we didn't discuss was the idea of disconnecting. It's important periodically to just disconnect from everything that's going on, to become present, to drive greater appreciation. And that requires pulling your attention away from the screen that you were looking at and experiencing the real world. It's taking that walk in nature and getting out and just looking at your surroundings and truly appreciating what's out there. You know, we should stop looking at what's wrong with the world, and we should really pay attention to what's right. And you can begin just by appreciating what you have, instead of yearning for what you don't have. That's really the message. There's so much in the world to be thankful for. There's so many great things going on. And it's easy to focus your attention on some of the horrible things that are happening. And I know we talk about the news a lot here and the idea of shutting it off, but it's easy to get focused in on, you know, the politics and some of these horrific events that happen in the world. Why not pull yourself out of that, at least for part of the day, and just focus on the good things? That's really what it's about. Be happy, look at the positive side, and just find things to be appreciative for. If you wake up that way, carry it through your day, and go to sleep that way, life is much better. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher from there to listen to the podcast. And if you'd be so kind as to write a review and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done it, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just take a step back. Start to appreciate what you have. Start to appreciate your surroundings. Start to appreciate the things that have happened. The creature comforts that we have, the benefits that we have in living at the time that we live. And so to appreciate your loved ones and all the things around you.